Waking up horny was your least favorite feeling in the world. Sure, you had John, your boyfriend. But sometimes he wanted to take care of his own horniness himself, which irritated you. Rolling over in bed, you expected him to be in the bathroom, jerking off, but were surprised to see him lying beside you, pajama clad and snoring away like he didn't give a shit. Great, you think to yourself, gently stroking his chest through his pajama top to try and rouse him. He doesn't respond. Shit, you think, your mood suddenly changing. God damn. You desperately craved his dick. Badly, in fact. Sure, you could get it any other time during the day. But right now, your arousal had control of you, and all you wanted was his beautiful erection filling you. At the very least, you wanted him to wake up and pay you some attention. Your partner rolls over in bed to face you, and you snuggle into his chest, sighing happily. He's so warm and comfy. That's when you feel it. His dick presses against your stomach and you bite your lip. Jesus fucking Christ. You scoot up so his crotch is level with yours and you press up against him. You try your best not to make any sudden or awkward movements that might wake the poor man. After all, you kind of want him to wake in his own time. And he's soon awake, his big brown eyes squinting and trying to adjust to the light streaming through the curtains. Morning, sleepyhead, you whisper, giving him a playful peck on the lips. Ugh, Harriet, he grumbles, sleepily kissing your forehead. What time is it? Checking your phone, you realize it's 9 a.m. I've got another hour before I head to work, he says, an awkward smile slowly appearing on his face as he flings the duvet off the two of you. You look him in the eye, as he slowly moves towards you, your lips crashing against each other as he tangles his fingers in your hair. His tongue gently flickers past your lips, gently catching yours as he pulls you on top of him, his arms holding you close against him. As soon as you're on top of his chubby frame, you can most definitely feel his erection straining against his pajama bottoms and rubbing softly against you. Obviously, there was two layers of fabric between you, but goddamn, you could feel it. Pulling your shirt off, you begin to slowly grind against him, his member pressing against your sensitive area. John instinctively reaches forward to grab your breasts as you lean forward, your lips colliding with his neck. He whines softly underneath you as you gently nibble on his neck. Damn it, he's actually letting you do this for once. He was always the one doing it to you. You loved when he did it, but often wished you could do it to him, because he had a deliciously pale neck, and it honestly looked so inviting. Without warning, you gently slide off John's body, your lips and teeth working at his neck all the while. "Don't fucking leave a mark," he whines. "I don't want the makeup artist to quiz me on my love life again." You exhale loudly through your nose as John says this, pulling away from his neck and resting your head on his chest. Trailing a hand down his torso, you gently rub his dick through his pajama bottoms. His pajamas are damp from a combination of your arousal and his pre-cum, but that didn't bother you in the slightest. You just wanted to make your other half feel good. You wanted him to go to work happy, knowing that you loved him and were willing to pleasure him sexually whenever he wanted it. Caressing his beautiful erection, you feel the chubby boy buck against your hand and you smile. "How's that, Johnny boy?" You smirk as you continue to fondle him through his pajamas. He responds by moaning, his big brown eyes closed in a mixture of arousal and excitement. A hand comes around and grabs your buttocks, groping them to the rhythm of your strokes. A lusty giggle floats out of your mouth and causes John to giggle in response as he continues to buck up into your grip. "Just stick your hands down there already," he whimpers. "Get my pajamas off." You laugh. "This isn't funny, Harriet. I don't want to come in my pajamas." You laugh again, shaking your head, speeding up your pumps as his hand snakes round to rub you through your pajamas. At this point, you don't care if you don't come, you just want your lover to make a mess. Your wish is soon granted as John bucks against you on last time, screaming your name as he finishes. You feel the liquid spill out of the tip of his cock, flooding the front of his pajamas. Peeling his bottoms down, you take in the sight in front of you. His now flaccid cock was laying there all limp and surrounded by a puddle of his own juices. God damn it, he whines, looking down. You grin at him. I'll help you wash up, you say, pinching his cheeks and kissing his soft nose. He instantly softens and responds by kissing the tip of your nose and pulling you close for a cuddle. Love you, John. Love you too, Harriet. Love you too.